sugar tonight in my coffee. No sugar tonight in my tea. No sugar to stand beside me. No sugar to run with me. Jamie Locker with you here in the Green Zone on this Thursday afternoon. A happy Thanksgiving to all our American friends, including Belton Johnson, who is, I imagine, in his glory.
We're not going to bug him. We're not going to bug him.
I wonder what would happen if we just cold called Belton Johnson right now.
I know those barbecue guys, they're on a different level, right? Is they're up early to put stuff in and get things going, and like that's a different commitment.
Well, he's got a big game tomorrow too. His Ole Miss Rebels ranked 7th in the country against Mississippi State in their rivalry Egg Bowl tomorrow, so he'll be watching that. But I know he's watching NFL football right now. Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone. Hopefully, we connect with our NHL analyst Drew Romanda for Ask Drew, but. Right now, we are asking you, if you had to sacrifice something Canadian, purely, truly Canadian, in order to get today off so we could just sit at home and watch football.
Hold on, you haven't stepped up yet. What are you giving up?
I like the Toronto Maple Leafs, to be quite honest.
You're giving up the Leafs? Okay.
No, I said the Rouge earlier.
Oh, the Rouge. Okay.
Yeah. I was like, didn't I say an answer? Yeah, the Rouge.
Britain is okay giving up Timmy's, which is odd because he's in here three times a week with a Timmy's bucket in his hand. I've given up Rush. Sheldon.
See, that's not a sacrifice for you, is it?
How married are you to the Rouge?
I think it's Canadian, but...
See, exactly. So I can give them Rush.
Well, somebody has texted, how about Saskatchewan just joins the United States so we could have this day off?
Yeah, we saw that one coming.
No, I'm not giving up my Canadian passport. Jay says, I'd give up Nickelback. There you go. Give up Nickelback. Take a pass on Nickelback. And the thing is, and someone mentioned this, wouldn't it be something if the Canadian Football League did what the NFL does? And I completely agree. Maybe the CFL and maybe Canada should make a bigger deal out of our Thanksgiving so we have a day where we have a triple header of football from noon until 9 o'clock where it's the Riders against the Elks and the Stamps against the Argonauts. Something. Rather than, what is it, Ottawa and Montreal, one game every year? Maybe the problem is not so much that we don't get today off, it's that we don't make it a bigger football day in Canada on Canadian Thanksgiving.
Is it more that we've already kind of done that with the Labor Day matchups?
Who cares?
What do you mean, who cares? We've done that. We've all sort of done that in September. Maybe that's part of the reason.
Guess what's happening? In the National Football League, they got Christmas games.
Oh.
Come on, jump in. Jump in, Travis. I know you want to. Get in the kettle. Travis Kelce just caught a touchdown pass. I had him to jump in one of the Salvation Army kettles, which apparently is a fine now in the National Football League, but I think they'll just take the fine. Didn't do it, but the Kansas City Chiefs has got a
touchdown. He's got time.
Larry would give up Nanaimo bars. Get lost. Not a chance. Nope. Not interested. I am passing on that.
This one's interesting. This is from Brad. Brad is sacrificing Costco pumpkin pie. That's a staple in our Thanksgiving.
He also says our Thanksgiving and their Thanksgiving should just be on the same day. So
no name on this text, but butter tarts is being sacrificed. There's another maple syrup. There's another maple syrup.
Maple syrup, Nanaimo bars, and butter tarts. What are we doing? Let's let's not go that crazy for American Thanksgiving. 1-877-332-8255.
Tony is keeping us updated on the game. Just reported another Chiefs touchdown. Thank you for that. I think more than anything, he's rubbing it in.
Is Taylor not there? They showed Brittany Mahomes after the Kelce touchdown.
The Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce game, that's been quieter this year.
Yes, a little bit quieter. I think people are just like, oh, they're engaged now. It's not there. Yeah, of course she's going to be at the game.
Are we?
They're getting married.
Sick of it, though? Is that part of it?
No, I don't think it's sick of it. I just think people have just accepted the fact that they are a couple, and she might show up to a few of his football games. And why are we making such a big deal out of it? I think is where people are at.
Okay.
I don't think it's a sickness. I think it's just, yep, we get it.
There's a lot less dating. Anger to because everyone thought she was ruining football.
Yeah, that and. They are getting married, so, okay, this is a committed relationship. This isn't just a, well, some people might still believe it's a PR stunt. 1-877-332-8255, but Travis Kelce does have a touchdown today. The Chiefs lead the Cowboys 14-7. In order for us,
ooh, this one's interesting,
Greg. Sports fans to be at home enjoying a cold one and watching the National Football League, if we had to sacrifice something Canadian, what would you sacrifice? 1-877-332-8255. Greg.
Wow. The weird one about this one, Greg from Lumsden wants to send them the guess who. I have a feeling that once they got to the border, they might send them back. They're still, the U.S. is still upset about American Woman, the song. So they might not take that. They might not take that one, Greg.
The guess who.
So, hold on. Dave is willing to give up. Are cranberries Canadian?
Is that a Canadian thing?
I don't know. Maybe they are. Maybe Dave knows something I don't.
Stupid about. Side dishes. Just drink the juice, says
Justin
Dave.
Trudeau continues to come in. Thank you. That's the 50th time. That's
yeah, but
I get it.
I thought Katy Perry's already taken care of that. Like,
one can only hope.
1-877-332-8255. What do you got for a sacrifice so I don't have to come into work and I can just stay at home? I can't believe Larry's given up Nanaimo bars. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Someone wants to sacrifice the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Okay.
Send them south.
Now, I still think we had a leader in the clubhouse with Sheldon's ham and pineapple pizza. What are you laughing at?
Kraut suggests we give up all our Canadian Tire money.
Collect
it, haul it up. Here you go, Don. Here's your tariffs and all our Canadian Tire money so we can adopt American Thanksgiving. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Yeah, I'm leaving GA. And if it weren't for tequila and pretty señoritas, I'd have no reason to stay. Adios and Viacom Dios.
Yeah, I'm Jamie and Locker with you on a Thursday afternoon on the Green Zone. We're asking for your sacrifices, Saskatchewan. What Canadian thing would you give up to be able to enjoy a day of football during American Thanksgiving like today? The Locker, myself, Britain, all of you who showed up to work but would rather be at home. Proud of you. Proud of everybody for showing up to work today.
Josh in Shelbrook wants to give him Justin Bieber. He's okay if they keep American Thanksgiving, and he wants to start building a wall.
That'd be a big wall.
Bill,
it's a big border.
From Grayson, this one's interesting. Where do you fall on this one, Jamie and I? Bill's offering up Shania Twain.
Why?
Well, I mean,
like one of the two of the most iconic Grey Cup halftime shows of all time. Shania Twain on the dog sled. And then I think it was the Edmonton Grey Cup where she's in the gigantic parka. That was a cold day.
There was one, was it a hockey game where she was clearly intoxicated?
I don't remember that one.
You don't remember that one? They went to her during like one of the quick
interview, like an interview. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Okay. Now I thought she was singing. She was like, no, I don't remember.
She was four or five deep.
Yeah. Now I remember that one.
I fell in love with her that day.
Yeah. No, I didn't pass on that one.
Never been a big Shania Twain fan, but
Ken is offering up Ron McLean.
Ron, still chewing on that, eh? All right. One's an anonymous. This one's anonymous, but they want to give up poutine, which I find interesting because I know there's a lot of poutine fans out there, and that would be a big one to give up. I'm more inclined to go, not that I'm a huge poutine fan, but it is very, very Canadian.
1-877-332-8255.
What about the beaver? Does that come in yet?
That's giving up the beaver?
I'm creating options here.
The hell did a beaver do to you?
It's a bit of a rodent.
Although I do have a friend who got bit by one. One of the wildest stories.
Yeah. Are we able to talk about it? We should move on.
I wonder if Ian's listening. He's an outdoorsman. And he had it in his head, I'm going to catch a beaver.
Okay.
And he lived in Lumsden. And so it was in kind of the winter, first snowfall, and there was a beaver dam. So he knew a beaver was building a dam. And he saw it go up the trail out of the water. So he lied next to the trail, knowing it's probably going to come right back this direction. And he lied there for I don't even know how long. And my dear friend, sure enough, here it comes. And beavers apparently have terrible eyesight. And it bumped into him. And then he jumped up and grabbed it, not appreciating the core strength of a beaver. So when he picked it up, it and went and bit him on the leg. And my goodness.
There are so many things going through my mind right now.
He was too embarrassed to go to a doctor that he tried to take care of the wound himself. It didn't go well. But, yeah, thankfully, he recovered fully. But that is a story I have from one of my friends who actually tried to catch a beaver with his hands and almost got her done. Oh, to his credit, almost got it done. Watch out, everybody. Beavers have tremendous core strength, and you got to be careful.
I have been doing this a long, long time, and I'll be honest with you. That's the hardest. That was very difficult for me to sit through.
It's a true story.
I swear to goodness. I had to pass up the opportunity of about 700
jokes. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of jokes there. There's a ton of jokes on that story. And we told them all.
I don't even know if...
When we first heard it.
I don't even know if that shows growth on my part or what that says.
I think we should all be proud of this moment, to be quite honest. We all made it through together, and you're all thinking it on your drive home on all the jokes we left on the table.
Okay, we're giving up the beaver. It's at the top of the list now. Send the beaver south.
Time now for the Green Zone 1 Minute Drill. The latest in sports. The Dallas Cowboys and the Kansas City Chiefs are in action right now in game 2 with a triple header American Thanksgiving as Travis Kelce just got another big play after scoring a touchdown earlier. It's 14-10 for the Chiefs over the Cowboys. Earlier, Jordan Love, the star on the offensive side for the Packers, threw 4 touchdown passes in a win over the Detroit Lions. Meanwhile, former Cowboy Micah Parsons had 2.5 sacks, 8 pressures, and was all over Jared Goff all afternoon, and the Packers win over the Lions. A little bit later on, Joe Burrow makes his return for the Bengals against the Ravens. Curling, of course, 5 o'clock is the start time for Dunstone against McEwen in the semifinal. Saskatchewan's cheering for that team. McEwen rink, Brad Jacobs awaits the winner. Christina Black is into the final after upsetting Carrie Anderson in the women's semifinal. She'll take on Rachel Holman in the first of a best-of-three series starting tomorrow.
And up next, more wildlife stories with Jamie Nye.
Do you know how to the difference between if you run into a grizzly bear and a black bear in the woods or a moose on what you're supposed to do? I could tell you if you want. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Easy for you to say. Your heart's never been broken. Your pride has never been stolen. Not yet, not yet. One of these days, I bet your heart will be broken.
I bet your every time I hear the Foo Fighters, thanks for playing, I just like, I can't wait. Can't wait for Mosaic Stadium in September.
Did that one sell out?
Not yet, I don't think.
It got close, I think, didn't it?
The pits sold out. I know that much. That's where I'm hanging out.
You and all the dads throwing elbows.
There's going to be a lot of dad bods in there, 100%. Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone. It's time for Ask Drew.
Now here's the long and the short of it. I hate hockey and I don't like kids.
It's time to drop the clubs.
We're losing!
More guys, more teams.
They're burying us alive!
But hey, as they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
His final appearance of the month of November. Ask Drew, 1-877-332-8255. First question, how much turkey are you eating today, Drew?
None. Zero. Zip.
Yeah, I was curious about that. If you celebrate American Thanksgiving.
Well, I don't know if you guys, but I saw a big turkey last night, and actually the slaughter as well before the turkey. So, no, I'm not very hungry right now.
Okay. Colorado Avalanche are a pretty good hockey club there, Drew.
Well, honestly, the guys, as you know, I watch a ton of hockey. I'm watching at least two games, maybe sometimes three, because, you know, in California, we get that early game at 4 o'clock. I've watched a lot of hockey this year and called a lot of hockey already. That's the best team in the National Hockey League, bar none. They are so good from top to bottom. They've had three shutouts in a row now. They're a plus, well, they scored 6 on us last night, so a plus 38, I do believe, so far this year in goal differential. It's not even close. And I'll tell you right now, Locker, you're not going to want to hear this, but Nathan MacKinnon is the best forward in the game today, and Cale Makar is by far the best defenseman in the game today.
By the way, after last night's game, they're now a plus 44 differential.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Really? It is interesting.
Right. Plus 38 going in. That's right. Yeah. That's right. Sorry.
It is interesting they couldn't get it together last year because the squad is not that much different this year. Right? Like, what is it that is making him so much better this year, Drew?
Great question. First of all, Jared Bednar is a hell of a coach. That's a really good coaching staff.
He's also an excellent backup guitarist in Creed.
I did not know that. I'm just gonna carry on here on that last
question. Please do.
Thank you.
Doesn't he look like he could be?
I have no idea why.
Locker? We'll just move on. We jump on that question. Let's just move on to another one. Go ahead.
Look at him. Okay, Drew, for the 15th, I don't know how many times we've been opening the fan line here. Well, no, it goes way beyond that. Probably in the first episode of the Drew Remenda Sports Show, you got this question. Do you think Saskatchewan will ever get an NHL team?
No, absolutely not. No, no, never, ever, ever. Because, one, population. And two, corporate base. Three, there's Houston, there's Kansas City, there's New Orleans now, there is Atlanta. The United States is where the U.S. or where the National Hockey League, if they're going to expand, will expand. They're not even looking at Quebec right now. It's just the money is so different when it comes to what those other centers and the big centers in the United States is able to offer corporate-wise more than population-wise more than anything. No, they won't.
Should we ask him the silly one about the Chris? What's your Christmas tree rule? That one came in. Like, how many? Like, do you have a number? Because I think this guy's looking for some support. Boots. He has to put up 3 full size trees and 2 smaller trees.
Here's the rule. Whatever Michelle says it is.
All right.
Honestly, the other day we got, we're at the apartment here in San Jose. There's a knock on the door. We had a delivery and I opened the door and there was a Christmas tree because you can't have real trees in apartments in California because of a potential fire hazard. And I opened the door, I grabbed it and I said, "Really? You ordered a tree?" She went, "Yes, it makes me happy. That's it." I went, "Okay, great. I'm going to put it over here for now."
I believe the Nye Christmas tree is going up on Saturday, to be quite honest.
It's going up tomorrow. I just got notice. It's going up tomorrow.
Oh, there you go. Okay. You got us from a day.
I'm busy tomorrow. It's a game day.
Okay. Cherny's on the line. Cherny has a question for Drew. Cherny, what do you got?
Mr. Drew, nice hearing you voice again. Listen, buddy. Montreal Canadiens, the youngest team in the NHL. Do you think that they're going to make a move to get a veteran to have a good run at the end, or do you think they should just stay? I don't want them to get rid of anybody they got right now, but there's talk that they may go after Stamkos. What do you think? Well,
Nazem Kadri.
There is that rumor out there on Stamkos and or Marchessault. They're looking to try to get some veteran presence in there that will help lead them. They're not going to give away any of those core guys you like. This has been a very well-run hockey team. And when you look at the way that they have been built and what they're moving towards, this is the guy that doesn't make very many mistakes in building a club. But they won't give up. They'll probably give up draft choices, especially if they go to Nashville, right? Because Nashville. They'd like a young player, but they're not going to give up the young player. So it'll be draft choices for somebody like Stamkos or Marchessault or somebody like that. But yeah, I think they should definitely add a veteran player.
This is Ask Drew, 1-877-332-8255. Cherny, thanks. You can give us a call too if you want to chat with Drew here on the Green Zone. His final appearance of the month. We open it up to you to ask your hockey questions to our NHL analyst, Drew Remenda. Again, 1-877-332-8255. Send in your questions now to Ask Drew on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. It is Ask Drew here on this Thursday, his last appearance of the month before we turn the calendar into December. And let's get to Jace on the text line, 1-877-332-8255. He starts off with Mr. Drew. There you go. Just for a minute. Mr. Drew. Being the only Canadian team in a playoff spot at American Thanksgiving, is this the year the Senators finally make a deep playoff run as they get Brady Tkachuk back in the lineup tomorrow?
I'm going to be that guy that keeps throwing that dart at the board and see one of these days if it sticks. Yes, this is the year they make the playoffs. I was very impressed. And then Brady Tkachuk comes back. McDermott's back or not, but he makes a difference on that team. If Shabbat can stay healthy and Tkachuk can stay healthy, 100% they're making the playoffs. As much as I look at the last number of years that I say, oh, yeah, this is the year, I was very impressed with the way they play. They play a very simple, straight-ahead, fast, quick get-on-you game. I think the Senators are going to make it this year.
Okay, so Greg's on the fan line. Greg, you have a question for Drew. Go ahead.
All right. So, and Drew, I love you, man. You're funny.
I appreciate it.
So let's say Toronto, they were to make Tavares captain again. Yeah. Would that be beneficial to the team? And do you think it could happen?
No, I don't think it's going to happen because they've given the ball, so to speak, to Austin. I thought it was 100% unnecessary to do that because the team was rolling along just fine, but they couldn't get it done in the playoffs. But you can't blame just one guy for that. Tavares is playing great. Tavares handled it really well. Even when they, honestly, I thought it was a public embarrassment when they did the whole handing over the C ceremony. But Tavares handled it with nothing but class. And I don't think he'd want it for the simple reason of it would disrupt the team. Who knows? Like for the guy, rest of the guys, they all know who the leaders are. They still look to Tavares as a leader.
Yeah,
I've said this before. Like, it only matters when your team sucks whether you have a captain or not. you've got a core group of guys who can lead, and you've got a core group of guys who you've been around with a long time, and that team's been together for a while. They look to Tavares as still a leader in spirit or, you know, in emotion. He's still one of those guys that they're looking to.
Tavares, if you go back and take a look at, I don't know, the last 10 Leafs games, there's at least one goal and sometimes more than one goal scored by somebody on the Toronto Maple Leafs that was 125% because of the work Tavares was doing on the sideboards.
Yep. He's been absolutely fantastic this year. He's one of the
That Easton Cowan goal last night, that was all Tavares.
Yep.
Scott has a follow-up question, Drew. What is wrong with my Toronto Maple Leafs?
Oh, we don't have time. Can you stay till 7?
Goaltending, defense, attitude, competitiveness. They don't compete. They're not disciplined in their compete level. And that's this game is all about checking. This game is all about competing away from the puck. This game is all about getting on your pace away from the puck. And the Maple Leafs, I don't know if they seem to be waiting just like the Oilers, but I would look at the Oilers as being a little bit more of a positive as far as what they can do if they get their acting gear. I'm not so crazy about the way that Toronto's been playing and just the way that they're responding to game after game.
Do you think Berube is in trouble?
No.
Okay.
No, I think
Pat
Treliving is.
Really?
Well, the GM.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Well, You look,
and I like Brad. I think Brad's a hell of a GM, but I think he's in trouble.
So if he had anything to do with Bandera, Brad, I'm a big fan of Brad Treliving.
Little
Boston Pizza joke there. All right, Drew, another text in. This has to do with Canada's Olympic team. Of course, a lot is being made of, you know, Macklin Celebrini and Connor Bedard. However, they go, Morgan Geekie is number 2 in goals scored. He's played in the bottom 6. He's played in the top 6. Should he be a little bit more talked about as potential for Team Canada? Of course, the Boston Bruin forward.
Just because publicly he's not getting a lot of love, or across the so-called pundits he's not getting a lot of love, it doesn't mean that Doug Armstrong and his staff aren't talking and aren't noticing Morgan Geekie. He's getting noticed. He's getting looked at. But here's the thing. Are you building a team, or are you just going to go out and get all the scorers you can? Now, Morgan Geekie plays a heavy game. He plays a hard game. The question is, will he play fourth-line minutes, third-line minutes, and will he do it and accept it and play the way that he needs to play?
Yeah.
That's the thing. You're not going to get every goal scorer out there, because you're going to get smoked if that happens, because the USA is going to come and run you over, and so is Sweden, and so is Finland. They will absolutely take you apart if you've got nothing but goal scorers.
Well, I think that's his point, where he has kind of paid his dues throughout the National Hockey League of playing limited roles previously to this year, where you're like, okay, he's worked hard to get to where he is with Boston.
Right.
Why wouldn't he work hard with an Olympic team?
He plays a heavy game, without a doubt. He's a guy I'd look at. But he's not going to be in a situation where he's going to have a chance to be a big scorer, because the first 6 guys are going to take that. And you look at that, again, just because we're not talking about it, and just because everybody else isn't talking about Morgan Geekie, doesn't mean Doug Armstrong and his staff aren't. Those are very educated hockey guys. They're noticing.
I'm curious, Drew, just, and maybe you don't have an answer for this, but how much work are these guys putting in, the team responsible for building Canada's men's Olympic hockey team, like Doug and the boys?
I see the guys who are scouting for Team Canada every day, every game.
Really?
We're on the road.
Wow.
Yeah. See, when they're in San Jose, I see them every single game. And talked to a gentleman last night. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but I talked to a guy last night. And I looked at him and went, are you just following us, or what are you doing? He goes, I know it seems that way, but no, I'm not just following you guys, you know. But also, you're looking, you know, you're in Colorado, and there's a lot of prospects because they don't only just scout for who they're going to pick for Team Canada, but they're also doing some scouting on the opposition teams other players who aren't Canadian, because they're looking at those guys as being potentially, you know, you're going to have to scout them for the Olympic coaching staff. So they're taking notes on everybody.
Okay, I think this is going to be our final question. We only have about 30 seconds. Another one that starts with Mr. Drew. Do you think bringing Connor Ingram up and putting Skinner in the press box will help shake things up with the Edmonton Oilers?
Sure. Yeah, that's your biggest problem. Not checking, not playing better in front, not having Bouchard and Ekholm watch a little video. And
I'm with you, Robin.
You can't turn your back on players in front of the net. Not Connor McDavid, who doesn't feel like back-checking anymore. Not Leon Draisaitl or anybody else turning the puck over at their blue line. None of that. Don't worry about any of that and how soft they're playing defensively.
We got to shake things up, Robin. You're right.
Yeah, that's the right thing to do. Bring up an AHL goaltender. Good idea.
Ooh, Connor Ingram is—he's not there yet.
I think he needs a little more time.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Darn right he does.
Yes, he's been away from the game and hasn't been that hot in Bakersfield. But Drew, we'll leave it there. Happy American Thanksgiving. Good luck with the tree tomorrow.
Thanks, boys. Talk to you later.
That is our NHL analyst and Christmas tree expert, Drew Remenda. Here on the Green Zone. Time now for the Green Zone 1 minute drill, the latest in sports. The Cowboys are now up on the Kansas City Chiefs 17-14 late in the second quarter on a triple header in the National Football League on American Thanksgiving. As you also had the Packers beating the Lions earlier, Jordan Love with 4 touchdown passes. The late game has the Bengals with Joe Burrow back against Baltimore. Christina Black is into the final of the Olympic trials in her hometown of Halifax. She beat Kerry Anderson in the semifinal. We'll face Rachel Holman in a best of 3, and it's just about to start. Mike McEwen against Matt Dunstone in the men's semifinal. Brad Jacobs' rink awaits the winner. More to come here on the Green Zone. We'll talk a little NFL, also curling with Russ Howard on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.